Welcome to a Believer's Voice of Victory Partnership Special. All this week, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are focusing on you, our partners. Find out how together we are making a difference around the world.
You must, you absolutely must change your way of thinking. In fact, to begin this, let's go over there to Isaiah 55, verse 8. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts your thoughts. Now, if he'd have just ended right there, we'd be in a mess, wouldn't we? And religion will leave you right there and say, well, now you'll never be able to think on God's level. You can't ever know God well enough. Wow, Brother Copeland, you'll never understand God in a million years. I can if God is the teacher. And he's promised to be that. So God's way of thinking is give. It'll be given unto you again. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, shall men give into your bosom. You have to major in that. You have to concentrate in that so that every time you think, how am I going to get something in, you immediately think, well, that's not the question. What must I give? What must I sow in this in order to go on with this? And when that becomes your way of life, you've changed your way of thinking, your way of thinking. You've moved off the Babylonian system over onto the Eden system. There are two separate systems. One is seeking to get, and the other one is seeking to give. Amen. They both get. You understand? They're both getting stuff. You can add to yourself. You can add to yourself by hard work. There's nothing wrong with hard work unless you're doing it over in the old way of thinking. And then it'll kill you. Well, I thought, doesn't the word say that a man that doesn't take care of his own is worse than an infidel? You need to read that whole chapter. And you'll find out by believing that and taking it out of context and saying that you are the one that's to provide for your own, that makes you an infidel. What? Well, you need to read that whole chapter. That chapter wasn't talking about working for a living. That chapter was talking about taking care of the widows in your family. What, Brother Cooper? Well, read it yourself. I'm tired of doing your studying for you. Go over there and read it yourself. The whole chapter was talking about widows. It's talking about widows before that verse, and it was talking about widows after that verse. So that verse didn't jump in there by itself. It is still talking about widows. So, but by the old way of thinking, you pull that verse out and you apply that to the way you've been thinking all your life, that I have to eat by the sweat of my brow. No, God removed that curse. You've been redeemed from the curse. The curse of toiling and eating by the sweat of your brow. No. The blessing is the provider of the food for the eater and seed for the sower and multiplier of the seed sown. So when you come over to the blessing way of thinking, the giving way of thinking, where that is your way, how do I change my way of thinking? You can think that as long as we're in this service and I'm talking to you about it, but what causes it to change your way of thinking, where you think this way without having to think about it? You have to go to another source of thought. That's the reason God said, my word goes forth out of my mouth. You don't have to stay down there on that level. Come on up here on mine, particularly in the New Testament. So, because you have the Holy Ghost. Now, you go to another source of thought. In this case, it's God's Word. Amen. And you make the decision. Whatever He says is what I say. Whatever He says is what I say. If he says, by his stripes I am healed, then that's what I say. I don't change that because of pain. I don't change that because of a doctor's diagnosis. I don't change that for anybody, anytime, anywhere, for any reason. He said it, I said it. Abraham, the Bible said, considered not his own body now dead, neither the deadness of his wife's womb, but only that which God had promised. Huh? And then it said what? And like God, he called things that be not as though they were. In other words, whatever God said, that's what he said. When he finally learned that and began to walk in it, then that's called faith. Faith in what? Faith in the Word. Faith in God's thoughts. Faith in God's ways. You keep doing that, and I guarantee you it will produce. So now, you go to another source of thought, and you make the decision to think that. Now, Jesus said, why take ye the thought saying? So now, to take it, to activate it, I'm going to have to say it. So now I say it. Why? Because God said it. I don't have any other reason at this point to say it. All of the circumstances may look like totally something else. But I'm saying it just simply because it's in the book and God said it, so I say it. Now I say that. Well, I actually haven't changed anything yet much. But I have begun. If you take an empty glass and you put one drop of water in it, it is being filled. You keep putting the same size drop of water in that glass, eventually that same size drop of water will run it over. It can't hold anymore. But it was the same size drop over and over and over and over. It'll eventually run over. Amen. Now that'll happen in your spirit. Out of the good deposit of a good man's heart, good things come forth. Good things come to pass. Why? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. But the same thing is true on the flip side of that, Jesus said. Out of the wicked or the twisted, the evil deposit of an evil man's heart. Now, we're not talking about a criminal. We're talking about two believers. What in the eyes of the Bible is a believer with a wicked heart? Now, I'm not asking you for an idea. I'm asking you for the scripture on it. And I can tell by the look in your face you don't know. Well, that's all right. One time I didn't either. But you're about to find out. The book of Hebrews calls in a believer a wicked heart a heart of unbelief. You've got something in there other than faith. Well, now, how do you get something in there other than faith? Well, James will tell you how you do that. You can do it with your own tongue. You can deceive your own heart with your mouth. Now, a wicked heart, think about what wicked means. Wicked comes from the word twist. We get our word wicker from it, you know, twist, or a wick, a candle wick is a twisted cord. It all comes from the same base word. So a wicked heart is a heart twisted. A wicked tongue is a twisted tongue. Or you say you believe one thing, you say something different. Well, I believe in healing. Well, are you healed? No, I'm sick. Well, see, that's twisted up. It's double-minded. You can't receive in that kind of condition. So where do you go from there? You continue to do that. What are you doing? One drop at a time. One drop at a time. Make it a point. Make it a point. I mean, get you a bunch of index cards and write these things down on, put them everywhere in sight, particularly on the refrigerator door. You're probably going in there more than any place else in the house. So put and one on the bathroom mirror. Oh, yeah, you're looking in there, and then the next time you get all fussy over your hair, you better change your way of thinking. You can have a marvelous experience with the Lord. just caught up into heaven, rejoicing in just heaven, such a great time, and lose it all in front of a mirror. Because you all upset over your hair. Ain't nobody cares nothing about your hair but you. You know, what difference does it make when your hair is all fouled up? I don't make any difference. Comb the thing the best you can, but keep your joy. Keep your joy. Amen. But you have to change your way of thinking to do that, because the whole world is thinking that way. And and they're selling you every kind of goop in the world so to keep you from having a bad hair day. Hey, you better get bad hair out of your mouth. You got hair, you better praise God. And you go talking about bad hair. You take any old kind of hair that starts coming out. I'm telling you. Amen. Now, so you take the thought and say it. You decide, think, and say. 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 And eventually it'll come out of there with you having to decide and think to say it. Now, when it does, you've changed your way of thinking.
Years ago, when I was 21, and I was just about ready to give up and say, God, if the church is this cold, I'm in the wrong place. Show me. Give me a desire to want to stay with you. And all of a sudden, I cut the TV on, and he was talking about being free. One word will change your life. And I'm like, wow, this is what I'm looking for. Not condemnation, but justification, and knowing that I'm still loved in spite of what was going on in my life. I wanted to believe that God really loved me, and through Kenneth Copeland Ministry, I found that love.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast delivers the Word of God to people around the world on over 1,280 TV stations in 210 countries in English, Russian, Ukrainian, and Spanish. Each week, over 2,100 hours of word-based teaching is declared across the globe to a potential viewing audience of over 919.5 million people worldwide. For over 40 years, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has taken God's message of love and faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around, reaching out to millions of people in real ways, ways that have changed their lives. Kenneth Copeland Ministries cares about you. We desire for you to know what partnership really means. As our gift to you, all new partners will receive an interactive study guide, an audio teaching of the anointing and partnership, and covenant promises, a recording of scriptural prayers and confessions that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland pray over their partners daily. You'll receive in-depth insight into the ministry of the Apostle Paul and what Kenneth Copeland learned at an Oral Roberts tent crusade that opened his eyes to the power of partnership. Plus, you'll receive a DVD entitled We're Here For You that covers the various KCM ministry outreaches. The time for change has come. Real people, real relationships, real life. Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We're here for you. To become a partner with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, log on to our website at kcm.org and request your free new partner package. To order your copy by phone, call us at 800-575-4455. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. We want to help you find the answers you need in God's Word and live a victorious life. Become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. Together, we can make a difference.
I was so scared, but I didn't want to show it because I knew that my mom and dad would freak out, so I had to be brave for them.
As we left, we were in our garage, and we said...
We stopped.
We stopped.
I got outside.
All three of us prayed in the Holy Spirit, even my little 12-year-old daughter, and we said, Lord, give us a testimony. And that was our prayer. We didn't say, save our house. We just said, Lord, give us a testimony.
On October 22nd, 2007, the Rothman family lost their home in the San Diego fires. The fire claimed everything, but David and Vicki never lost their faith in God or the knowledge that they knew they were still living in the blessing. The day they were to see what was left of their home for the first time, they received an unexpected phone call from Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
And he identified himself as being with Ken Copeland Ministries, and that they were in San Diego, that they knew that our home had burned down, and they wanted to come and pray with us and minister to us, and if it was possible for us to meet on the property.
We were just very glad that the ministry that we were partnering with actually sent someone out there to help hold us up right on our own property that was destroyed. You're able to smell and taste the burn when they were there. And they encouraged us. They had a word for us. And, you know, we were just very content and happy with that. Then before they left, he went into his car and said, well, we have other partners that have sown in to this type of ministry and gave us a very large offering. We were grateful for it and blasted away, you know, just, you know, crying. I never really understood what the full meaning of being a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries was all about until we had a real need, a disaster in our life. And they were there for us. They came, they prayed for us. They encouraged us. It was like a Barnabas for us. And the ministry actually supported us financially. That's part of what partnership is about. We've come to learn that it's partners blessing other partners, blessing the ministry, and the ministry blessing us. It's a big circle.
For about a year prior to the fire, we had been blessed with many great teachings, a lot through KCM. And I knew that the word was true no matter what this circumstance looked like. And when we stood there and we looked at that property, I knew I had to choose the words that I was going to say. And what I chose to say was going to give life to that circumstance. And it was a choice that required the depths of faith that I've never had to deal with before. And I said, I am going to praise God in the face of this circumstance and in the face of the devil. I am not going to let this get on top of me. I'm not going to get under the circumstance. I am going to speak the word and put pressure on this circumstance till it lines up with the word. And I am a tither, and I don't know why this happened, but I'm not going to sit here and ask the Lord why. I'm going to say, God, your word is true, and I am going to remain faithful to this word.
The Rothmans stood on the word and listened to the voice of God. God told them to sell their property and worked one miracle after another. Although they had a wonderful home, God provided them with a new home that will forever be a testimony of God's goodness.
So within 90 days of the fire, we sold our land, got all the money from the insurance, and God gave us this house. We had two little orange trees. Now we have 25 giant trees in an orange grove. We had a small badminton set in our little yard. Now we have a full tennis court. We had an old pool. Now we have a huge pool that can hold probably 50 people. We had a small little kitchen with old tile. I have a beautiful kitchen that I can entertain all day long in.
We had an acre of land. Now we have 2 acres of land.
We had a very small garage.
Now we have a 3-car garage. We don't have 3 cars, but we have a 3-car garage. But we drive up to the house and we say, look at the house the Lord has given us. This is an example of not limiting what God can do.
This was a restoration testimony. And I believe that God answered our prayer when we asked him to give us a testimony. But he also responds to faith and faith in his word. And I think that we were obedient in speaking that word in faith. And every time we spoke the word in the circumstances, our faith rose. And we got opportunities to speak to so many people because we had friends and family from all over calling. And they were very sad for us and upset for us. And we had a chance to minister to them. During this whole time, before we even saw our home, we had an opportunity to minister to them before we saw our new home that we knew God would restore us. And so we spoke that faith prior to getting this house. And now we see the manifestation. We live for God, He works for us. If God told me to sell it all and do something else, I'd sell it all. But I don't think that Christians who are blessed should be criticized for living biblically. It's not lavishly, it's biblically. Jesus provided it all. There's nothing left to do. The work is done. It's a matter of us taking the authority that He's given to us and to live in an abundance and in a blessing. Because if you're hungry, you can't feed someone. If you're poor, you can't give to them. So it's the church who should be full and be blessed so we can feed and we can bless other people and we can lead other people to the bread of life, to Jesus.
I've seen that about the Rothman family several times. And it always just reaches out and grabs me. The thing that just jumps out at me out of that whole testimony, one is they asked God for a testimony. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize until after I'd seen it a couple of times, bingo. No wonder that testimony hit me so hard. They asked God for a testimony. And then it just popped me one right between the eyes. Man, oh man.
Praise God,
how
they got one.
God's word worked. And the first thing was they made a decision to say what they had to say. It wasn't easy.
No.
You remember she said, it took more faith than anything that I've ever done to say God's word instead of, my God, we've lost everything. So, but here's my point. From today's message, you have to change your way of thinking. Now, it's better if you change it before the disaster comes.
That's right.
But don't ever let anybody tell you that it's too late.
No.
It is never, ever, ever too late until after you're dead. Now, if you wait and get caught dead some morning and you haven't made Jesus the Lord of your life,
you'll know.
Adios, baby. I mean, it's over forever. So make the decisions now.
That's
they decided,
right.
They thought, they said, and now they live in the blessing.
Praise God.
So make Jesus the Lord of your life.
Oh, yeah.
This whole ministry is about partners helping partners and standing in the Word of God and preaching this message to people all over this world. And Gloria, you and I have been around a long time. We've been in the ministry 42 years, and you know, we've had time to mess up more than anybody. When you've been in the ministry that long, whatever happens, you've probably seen it at least once before. And we have. We've seen these kind of things happen before. And this is the time, I'm sad to say in one way and thrilled to say in another way, this is a time when people jump up and grab hold of the Word of God. This is a time you and I as partners need to be out there with the Word of the Gospel.
That's
of the
right.
Blessing of Jesus Christ. Stronger than we ever have. This is not time to pull back. This is a time to put everything we've got into this thing.
That's right.
Not only by doing that do we continue to prosper ourselves, but we bring those out there that need it with us. Now, the sad part is they could have done it before this thing came and just been like you and I that have been partners a long time and know the Word. We're not afraid of bad tidings. We look at all of that and they say, well, thank God they ain't changed the Word of God any. It said the same thing this morning as it did, back there when. And so, but the thrill of it is, at least it's time for people to turn to God. And they do that when everything begins to collapse around us. So, Gloria and I would like to invite you to become our partners. Pray about it. Oh, Father, reveal to people all of those that it is your will for them to become partners with Gloria and me and all of us here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries in this outreach all over the world. about the blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth and His ways, His life, His Word, to preach this Word.
Yes.
To preach the salvation of Jesus. He is the Savior. He is the healer. He is the baptizer in the Holy Ghost. He is the financier. He is the blessing. He is the soon coming King. You know what He is? He's everything anybody ever could want or need. Amen. So, as you pray about it, if God is moving you to become a partner with this ministry, I want you to do it. Do it now. We'll send you the new partner package that'll help you. We'll get this thing to you and get it into your hands, and so you can know what all is happening in partnership and what it's all about and the scriptural background for it. Now, those that God is not leading you to become a partner with this ministry, let me tell you what. You become a partner with some ministry, you get connected wherever
yes,
God has you to be connected. Don't you put it off. First of all, your church. You get in a good church that preaches the word of faith, that'll preach you the word of the living God and prosper you in spite of all hell.
That's right.
Now, if they're standing against that and they're telling you that God brought all this mess on you, just smile real big and get out of there, man. I mean, that ain't where you need to be. Amen. The key issue is seek God.
Obey.
Get connected. And we're out of time. And we'll be in Branson in a few days. I want to get that in there. Yeah, you can't miss the Branson Victory Campaign, March the 5th through the 7th. You got to be there. We'll see you tomorrow. Till then, get on the glory of Colbert.
Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. If you became a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today, remember to request your free new partner package online at kcm.org. You may also call our toll-free number or write Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Believe the love God has for you. Walk in the blessing and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. How much can you grow in 3 days? What about an entire week? Get rooted in the Word of God and engage your faith at these life-transforming meetings in 2009. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for 3 days at the Branson Victory Campaign, March 5th to 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri.
You're not blessed because of wealth and riches in your house. You have wealth and riches in your house because you're blessed.
Then to Long Beach, California for the West Coast Believers Convention, June 29th to July 4th at the Long Beach Convention Center.
It's really like a breath of fresh air.
Just charges us up for the year to come.
I just can't stay away from it.
Head on down to Texas for the Southwest Believers Convention from August 3rd to the 8th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information on these or other Kenneth Copeland Ministries meetings, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.